You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. Everything's customizable these days. Your trading platform can be too. With Thinkorswim, you can customize screeners, charting, and stock forecasts so the market is always tailored to you. You can get started at tdameritrade.com/thinkorswim.
The most interesting thing in tech is based on a conversation I had with my children. It was a few months ago, and we were talking about climate change. And they're very concerned, as they should be. They're 11, 9, and 6. They're worried about the world they're going to be going into. They're worried about the economic impacts, the fires, all of that. It's very disconcerting for an adult, and it's disconcerting for a kid. And so I took that conversation back to Wired, and we assigned 20 stories about the climate crisis and what can be done. They're all in this new issue, which we're just releasing today. It's got stories about how if you add fish to rice paddies, it can dramatically reduce the amount of methane that they produce. Stories about how to make wind power more efficient, how to get the economics of it right. There's stories about how to inject carbon dioxide into concrete so that concrete can become more environmentally efficient, how to make planes more environmentally efficient, and how to redesign and reconceptualize cities so they prioritize people and not cars. They're also about how to make better batteries, which would have huge impacts across the economy. So it's an important issue. It's out. And there's also another question, which is, what is the thing that we as individuals could do? And so I talked about it with them, and we decided to move the house to solar power. And so actually, last night, we just turned on our solar array. So we're now getting our electricity from solar. So it was the thing we could do, but there's so much more for us to do. But the message of the issue is that this is a problem that can be solved with the right tech, the right science, and the right thinking. Stay safe, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.